Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by...
My name is Chris White, and I am the Director of Creative Marketing for the DC Improv Comedy Club, greatest comedy club in all the world.
That is official. We've done some research and we've tabulated the data, and it's true.
Science, man. It's science. Follow the science.
Science. Exactly. It's all science. All right, cool. Well, we're talking the science of puns right now because you were doing pun DMV. How many years ago did you guys actually start? Like, remind our listeners the history of it.
I'd have to really search my brain to find the original start date, but it's probably been 4 or 5 years now. I kind of noticed that a lot of other cities had pun competitions, which, yes, are absolutely a thing. Other cities were doing that and that they were well received some places. And I thought, hey, this is a city that seems absolutely right for this. We have a lot of smart people. We have a lot of people who are very much into wordplay, very intellectual. And that's exactly the audience you want when you're looking for pun contestants. So we decided to give it a shot. We started ramping it up in our small room at DC Improv and moved up to the big showroom when we found out, hey, there really is an audience for this. And now, of course, we can't use our showrooms. So we've been doing it online when we can.
All right. And remind us the format. How does it work? How many people get up and you know, how do they get assigned their topics?
Sure. Pun V has a couple different that we've done for our live shows, for our in-person shows. The online one, we really focus on what we call the freestyle, which is basically punsters sign up in advance. They have they write routines that are about 3 or 4 minutes long. They pick topic of their little presentation, and then they pick a pun theme. So they might talk, say, relationships or dating, and all of their puns would have the same themes. Maybe they decide they're going to do it by using, I don't know, fish puns or flower puns or animal puns. And all of the puns in that routine all come back to that one theme over and over again. It's amazing to watch, and you're stunned at how many puns people can cram into 3 minutes. It's awesome.
So each person has 3 minutes to rattle off as many puns as they want on both a topic and a theme, like a theme applied to the topic.
Yeah, it's kind of like telling a story of their choosing. They can talk about whatever they want to talk about. But they have to make sure that they're using the same consistent theme of puns throughout their entire little presentation.
Gotcha. So people, it's all pre-prepared though, right? Like people write it up and bring it up, and then sort of it's a rehearsed act.
For this event that we do on for our online shows, the freestyle, yes, it's rehearsed in advance, and people they've worked on this sometimes a couple days, sometimes a couple weeks, sometimes a couple months, depending on the person. They definitely work on these things in advance. They're very, very well done.
And yeah, but I mean that allows them to fine tune it so it's maximum hilarity. And I remember because we spoke with you guys a couple years ago about this event. Wasn't there also like a pun off turn like a live tournament?
There is also we sometimes the spontaneous pun off where we give people the subject, you know, kind of like again, say like fish, and then contestants go one after the other, coming up with Rick, you know, spur of the moment on each of those things. And if we can, we're going to try to figure out how to incorporate that into our online event. It's it takes a little bit of extra time. It takes a little more finesse, and it's sometimes things on Zoom are a little hard to arrange logistically. But if we can figure out how to do that, we're gonna add that into our online events.
Awesome. And do we have an MC or a host?
Our host for the online event will be the same host we use for our in-person events, the great Dana Flightman, who is a stand-up comedian who, the first time we did a pun event at the Improv, Dana was a contestant. I got an email from her a little bit later. She said, hey, if you're ever interested, I would love to host these things. And she's absolutely, she's a very stand-up comedian, and she is an incredible punster. She's great at doing prepared stuff. She's also great at just coming with stuff on the fly. She's really interacting with the contestants and kind of putting a little cherry on whatever sundae they serve up. She's really, really good. She'll be our host for the upcoming event on the 22nd.
Okay, cool. And so is similar to the open mic night previous interview we did, is this something where anyone can sign up to participate, or is it comedians that are already locked? Like, is the calendar already locked?
For our pun events, we always need to have the people lined up in advance. So what happens is when we have a pun contest, we'll post it online, we'll spread the word about it on, you know, Facebook or through our mailing list. And then we will put out the call. We basically create like a Google form. And if you're interested in competing, All you got to do is fill out the form. And then once we have enough of interest and enough people, we're trying to circle in, you know, bring in some new people while also bringing back some of our experienced pun veterans. So it's always a mix of new faces and faces for these kinds of events. So yeah, as long as you're kind of keeping an eye on the DC Improv website, you know, if you send me an email, chris@dcimprov.com, say I'm interested in doing a pun event in the future, and then always keep you in mind, we'll try to give you the first shot at signing up when we announce the next one.
Okay, cool. But for this one, it's $5. Anyone can tune in and watch. So who are some of the pun masters that might be participating? You know, like if we want to hop on YouTube or Google and maybe get a taste of some of the funnier bits from past times, who are some of the returning folks?
Sure. We always keep a couple of our top performances from the past on our web. So if you go to dcimprov.com and look at the pun DMV page, you'll see that some embedded videos that have some of the great ones. There's a guy named Logan Anbinder who's just absolutely brilliant. We've seen him do a 3-minute rap, like literally to music to about Harry Potter puns. A guy named Cy D, who has won our in-person events before as well. Just a lot of a lady by the name of Erica Etten, who is a relationship coach. That's her job by day, and she's just this incredible love pun. She organizes a lot of pun of pun exchanges online. She does something called Monday on Twitter. She's been a regular at many of our pun events. She's also really great.
Cool. And just to clarify, it cut out, it glitched for 1 second. The guy that did the rap, what was the topic?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Okay, cool. Yeah. A 3-minute rap to Harry Potter. That sounds great. Awesome. Well, whose idea was it? Who gets the credit for the title and logo, the Run DMC idea?
That would be me. I was hoping, I'll start that over. Notion for calling up the was mine. And so far it's worked out very well. We have not cease and desist letter from the good people at Run D. So yeah, we thought it's a pun contest. It needs to have a name, right? Come on. You need to have that to help sell it. And it's also, as it happens, one of the easiest logos to create. So yeah, so I'm pretty proud of that one. We're getting a lot of mileage with it.
You should be. It's not only snappy and catchy, it's sort of a pun itself. So
you got it. Yeah.
Now, what is the, because I remember last time you came in, you said there was a difference between, there's a specific definition of a pun that's not, you know, like, because I just said pun DMDV was a pun. Is that actually a pun or is that a different kind of joke?
That actually, I think, qualifies as a pun because it's, we're replacing word with another, or you're replacing, you're replacing one word with another. Some things are done as a reference. You can do things as an idiom. Those aren't really puns. You know, if you're saying, hey, we need to do animal puns, and someone says, well, that horse of a different color, that's not a pun. That's just that's a phrase. You know, that's an idiom. So that really, you're not replacing anything. In this case, yeah, the actual title of it, it's a pun because we're taking DMC and making it DMV. So
gotcha. But if you're losing your voice, then you could say that's a horse of a different color. That's a pun.
That would be a pun. Jason, you're natural. We're signing you up for the next one.
Yeah, with my spot internet, that'll go great. Cool. Anything else we should know about it? I don't know. What else have I not asked you about that you might want to talk about it?
I'm trying to think of anything else on that one.
I might have covered it.
I think that's it. You mentioned Pun DMB. Yeah, Pun DMB, $5 to watch, and then the open is free. So that's the only real distinction between those two. So I think that covered it. So.
Okay, cool. And just to be clear, I know you've said you've been doing it like 4 or 5 years. How many virtual Pun DMBs have there been?
We did, we've done 3 online pun events. I would put this in the interview, but we actually, we took a few months off because Dana, I like to have Dana do these things whenever possible, and she had back surgery, and so she just she was on the shelf for a couple months, and so we kind of put it away for kind of out of deference to her. So, but yeah, I would not put that would be off the record.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess no, I wouldn't say that. I guess my question more is,
I think we did since the pandemic. I think we've done 3 online pun events, and this would be 4th, I think.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just want, if it was the first time you ever did it, I wanted to make sure I had that.
Oh, no, we did. Okay. Yeah, we did it once or twice last year. A couple times,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's like the 4th time, probably. Okay.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, in closing, similar to what I asked you with the open mic night, it's been a crazy year. People have been stuck inside, elections heated, all kinds of things. Why is a nice pun competition, a fun pun night out, something that we all need right now?
Puns are, some people call them the lowest form of humor. I think they are the greatest, silliest form of humor because there is nothing dumber than a pun. And in a world where everything makes your brain hurt, when you turn on the news and it makes you feel depressed or anxious or whatever it is, there is almost nothing more escapist than someone complaining about their girlfriend or their boyfriend or their husband or their wife by using fish puns. There's really nothing more that can just get you completely in a fantasy world. For a few minutes. It's just an impressive thing. Whether you pun or you don't get very fun, it's an incredible escapist fantasy. I've really enjoyed these events as much as any virtual event since all this pandemic stuff began. Because again, it's a complete distraction, a complete silly departure from what's happening in the world.
What I love about it is you said it's both the dumbest form, but also the cleverest. You know what I mean? Like you have to be smart and clever to come to be so dumb,
That is correct. You have to be, yes, you have to be very smart to come up with something as dumb as a pun routine. It is absolutely true.
Exactly. That's what I love about it. It's like highbrow, lowbrow blended. You must, it's the ultimate dad jokes.
It really is. It goes for that sweet spot of people who just enjoy goofy humor. And like I said, some of it's incredibly clever. People manage to do political messages when they do their pun themes. They talk about all kinds of different subjects, but at the end of the day, it's so silly. And whether there's just no way not to enjoy it on some level. It's going to make you laugh.
All right. And that's something we all need for sure. All right. Hey, thanks for braving the technical difficulties today and making this happen. I appreciate it.
Very good. Email me if you need anything else. And if you want to give contact info, like I said, for the open mic, it would probably be info@dcimprov.com. Pawn thing, they could go straight to me, which is chris@dcimprov.com.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.